Attila the Hun, as quoted by Edwin Gibbon, 1781, The History of the Decline and Fall of the Roman Empire, Volume 3, Chapter 34. Here you stand after conquering mighty nations and subduing the world. I therefore think it foolish for me to goad you with words, as though you were men who had not been proved in action. Let a new leader or an untried army resort to that. It is not right for me to say anything in common, nor ought you to listen. For what is war but your usual custom? Or what is sweeter for a brave man than to seek revenge with his own hand? It is a right of nature to glut the soul with vengeance. Let us then attack the foe eagerly, for they are ever the bolder who make the attack. Despise this union of discordant races. To defend oneself by alliance is proof of cowardice. See, even before our attack they are smitten with terror. They seek the heights, they seize the hills, and repenting too late, clamour for protection against battle in the open fields. You know how slight a matter of the Roman attack is. While they are still gathering in order and forming in one line with locked shields, they are checked, I will not say by the first wound, but even by the dust of battle. Then on to the fray with stout hearts, as is your wont. Despise their battle line. Attack the Alani. Smite the Visigoths. Seek swift victory in the spot where the battle rages. For when the sinews are cut, the limbs soon relax. Nor can a body stand when you have taken away the bones. Let your courage rise and your own fury burst forth. Now show your cunning, Huns. Now your deeds of arms. Let the wounded exact in return the death of his foe. Let the unwounded revel in slaughter of the enemy. No spear shall harm those who are sure to live, and those who are sure to die, fate overtakes even in peace. And finally, why should fortune have made the Huns victorious over so many nations, unless it were to prepare them for the joy of this conflict? Who was it revealed to our sires the path through Maeotian swamp? For so many ages, as a closed secret, who, moreover, made armed men yield to you when you were yet unarmed? Even a mass of federated nations could not endure the sight of the Huns. I am not deceived in the issue. Here is the field so many victories have promised us. I shall hurl the first spear at the foe. If any can stand at rest while Attila fights, he is a dead man. Really, Attila the Hun, just legendary, just known as a scourge to the Roman Empire and one of the great forces at that time on the earth. And a couple of things from the speech stood out to me, amongst many things. Obviously, impassioned plea and powerful and arousing speech to his men. But a couple of things. First, his first few lines basically are stating that, almost like a humble approach towards his men, you know, you don't need me to tell you anything. You already have proven yourselves. You're great. Look what you've already done. And basically, he's siding with his men, so he isn't actually talking at them, but he's rather with them. He's sitting on the bench with them and almost having a conversation. Oh, you don't need me to tell you anything. You don't already know. Look at you. You know, other people say that. You don't need it. You're already proven. He also then starts to build confidence. You know, this is what we do. The Romans can't stand to our might. He's motivating them, you know, with cleverly, really cleverly, subtly. It's a subtle motivation. He's talking with them. It's almost casual. And then he starts going over what they've already done and how they're strong and powerful. He uses this descriptive language. You know, when the sinews are cut, the limbs soon relax. They're basically visualizing victory, although albeit gruesome. They're visualizing that victory, things that they may have seen in the past. And so there's a truth to it. And so they have that in their minds. And now, I guess that one of the main things about delivering a message is the key is getting their attention. And anyone can say words, but you can't say words until you have an audience who is zoned into you. And here we have the crowd getting zoned into his attention through this, what he's been doing so far in his speech. And now he has their attention. He whips them into a frenzy of basically, let's go, who can stand the sight of the Huns? They fear us. We're the greatest. He starts whipping them into a frenzy, and then he ties the whole thing into almost a spiritual message. You know, it's destiny. You know, why would we have won so many victories if we weren't for some other purpose, from some great purpose? We are destined for victory here. Attila the Hun was no savage. He was a legend in what he did, and he was able to motivate people, strengthen, and be a great warrior and leader. This guy was the real deal. And, you know, there are leadership qualities to learn from that. If you can block out the sight of swords and horrible battle, then the principles are there that he built his success. And anyone that builds success in such difficult circumstances, they cannot be ignored. Anyway, a lot of stuff to learn from Attila the Hun, and I hope you guys enjoyed that. Speak soon.